Listen, you let it go. I think 24 hours, you mull it over your brain and what might have been and what could have been if we'd 11 men. But after that, you've got to let it go because it will eat away to you. And yeah, we're ready for Tuesday.
People in my profession tend to use stupid phrases like nothing to play for and dead rubber and stuff like that. There's something to play for in every game, isn't there? Does it help, though, when you're playing a team who are right in there and the points are sort of life and death to them?
Well, it's a good thing, I think, about a big crowd here on Tuesday, which will be good. And we've always turned up and performed, and there's big crowds and things going against us. And you expect the same. It'll be a really good game for us. We had a really good game with them here when we first came in, and I think this will be the same.
Would you say this group of players have shown you that they do perform on the big occasion, and perhaps it's the lower profile ones that they've had not trouble with but perhaps not performed in?
There's been games where I think we should have had more points, especially against the teams up there. We should have had more points than what we've got, definitely. I think we've not been consistent enough in certain games, but the bigger games we've certainly performed in, and hopefully that'll be the same.
Can you take encouragement from that for the future, hoping obviously to get Blackburn out of the division and be in contention next season, that they will respond if you're in that situation?
Yeah, well, I just used the word consistency there, that to get out of this league you've got to be consistent. There's only, as I said before, there's only two scenarios. You either get promoted automatic or you're in a playoff. Anything else is irrelevant, unless you're quite happy to stay in the league. Our own aspirations to get out of the league, how you do it, whether it's automatic or whether it's in a playoff, I'd rather do it automatic if you get given a chance. But it's consistency that is a key to get this league.
Results wise it seems to have been feast or famine. You haven't drawn a game since the start of February, I think. Is that frustrating?
I think it's the way we play. I'm not one to sit and wait for a draw or thing. Even Saturday we played with two up front, we went to 10 men, so it's, you try and get back into the game and you try and go and win a game, and it'll always be like that. I won't change and try and listen. Sometimes you get a point where you think that's been a really good point and you've been back to the wall and things like that, but we'll always try and go for the win.
I know I've heard a couple of the players in particular saying that they want to end the season well for the fans and to give them, you know, something to be entertained by. Do you think fans do take performances into account, or are they just looking for the result at the end of the day?
I think we're a bit of both. I think they want to come and watch and hopefully see good football and the team winning, and also they want to see get 3 points and then you move up the league. So no, I think there's a bit of both. They want to see probably team playing well, and they obviously want to see a team winning.
And performance wise do you feel like you're getting there in terms of consistent performances, if not consistent results?
I think that's spot on. I think performances wise we're turning out more better performances in succession. Points wise that's where the inconsistency is coming, and we have to get that. We have to get the both of them to marry each other, and if we do that then that gives you a good solid base to do well.
Is that a better situation to be in than, you mentioned hanging on for a point, you know, that was a good point. Is it better than getting a run of results where perhaps you know you've not played to your best, playing well and knowing that eventually those results will come?
Well, I thought it was the case at Brentford. We played okay at Brentford, but we've played better and lost. I thought we played okay, but we won, and we're down to 10 men there again. So it's important you do get that consistency level of getting results, and that's something we haven't been able to do, is put that run on. But performances wise have been pretty decent.
In terms of the bigger picture, looking a little further ahead, I know you've got a plan for the summer and next year. Have you heard anything more from the owners about the situation, re-planning for next year?
No, not at the minute. Hopefully that will come pretty soon, and then everybody knows what's going to happen. I think that's, as I said before, until we know, then we wait and see.
Are you in the same boat as the supporters? I know we get asked that a lot. What's happening? When are we going to find out?
Yeah, probably. And I'll probably know a little bit more and what's going on. So, but we need to know exactly what way the club wants to go. As I said before, does it want to stay still or does it want to move forward? As I said, everybody in the staff, players alike, fans, want to move forward. And hopefully that will be the case.
Is it like when you're a player and you're perhaps not in the team, you've got a decision to make whether you go knocking on the manager's door and saying, excuse me, what's happening, put me in, and or you wait and be patient and wait for the manager to give you a call? Are you having to bide your time here?
I don't know if it's biding my time. It's
But be patient.
Yeah, basically you've got to be patient, and see what's happening. I'm pretty sure in the next little bit it'll become clear of what's happening. I'm pretty sure that'll happen.
And in the meantime, I guess you've just got to concentrate on what is a really busy programme and a lot of games of football and points on the board.
Yeah, a lot. Still got a lot of games to go. Try and win every game we play in. And we'll try and end in a high and see what happens from there.
Are you able to be a little more philosophical about this situation because you've got prior experience? If this was perhaps your first job, would it be more frustrating?
It depends, really. It's different scenarios, different clubs. I've been through similar things before. It's been fine, so it's not something that's new to me. I know exactly what's happening, and come hopefully soon that everybody will know exactly what's going to happen.